Anyone who has stood on the border between North and South Korea has got to be astounded by recent developments on what is easily one of the world's scariest borders. Indeed, this writer had to sign a waiver promising that I would not sue the American army if the North Korean soldiers killed me while visiting. And amazingly, the fact that Kim Jong-un chose to be the first North Korean leader to at least tentatively cross over into South Korean territory is astounding. But this commentator has also spent the last few decades constantly chronicling events on the Korean Peninsula for my book, East and Southeast Asia, that is reissued every August in the World Today series. And from that perspective, it's awfully difficult to get excited about recent developments. After all, most of what has gone on has given a new meaning to that old term, deja vu. The fact of the matter is relations between North and South Korea regularly fluctuate, and especially so in the decades since South Korea embraced democracy and the desire to make overtures to the North became commonplace among those on the political left, who have often rotated in and out of power with the country's conservatives. In fact, in one earlier round of reconciliation, Kim Dae-jung managed to meet with Kim's father in a similar peace fest that earned Seoul's leader his own Nobel Peace Prize, which in itself probably makes it less likely to see such an award emerge in our time. It is, after all, a bit awkward to give out a second peace prize for the same peace. Granted, if anything trumps madman strategy, putting aside whether it was a strategy or simply a good example of his destabilizing diplomatic behavior, probably did have some impact. Indeed, it seems to this observer that Trump's talk of fire and fury did move events along a bit faster than they might have. But as most observers of the peninsula would admit, Kim and Moon would have been on the same path regardless of who ended up in the White House. After all, President Moon, a former human rights activist from South Korea's left wing, specifically campaigned on opening relations with North Korea, while his northern counterpart, Kim Jong-un, having finally accomplished a three-generation dynastic effort to acquire a strategic nuclear deterrence, that is, the ability to threaten the archenemy, that is, the United States, with nuclear weapons, had already made it clear that he was ready to move to the next step, that is, integrating the long-isolated North Korea into the world economic community, an effort his own father had committed himself to back in the 1990s. And yes, Mr. Trump's threats of a fire and fury clearly aroused the concerns of everyone in the region and pushed North Korea to move even faster to improve relations with South Korea's ever-so-receptive President Moon, with the obvious intent of isolating Donald Trump. It is, after all, difficult to attack in the middle of a peace fest while making promises about denuclearization that sound good, but dramatically echo similar empty promises of the past. Fact is, the North Koreans have almost no reason to denuclearize in any fashion beyond window dressing. Indeed, not having nuclear weapons proved to be deeply problematic for countries from Afghanistan and Libya to Iraq and the Ukraine. While a controversial acquisition of such weapons over the years by nations from France to Pakistan, from India to China, eventually became internationally accepted, all realities North Korea's Kim clearly knows, as well as an appreciation of how much Donald Trump seems desperate to accomplish something diplomatically dramatic to turn heads away from the quagmire of his administration. No, though this commentator once thought an actual meeting between Kim and Trump unlikely, these days it seems even more likely that they will meet, that Kim will offer window dressing style concessions, that Trump, with his seemingly unlimited ability to delude himself, can pretend represent victory, all the while offering the international legitimacy a meeting with an American president brings that North Korea's leaders have sought for decades.